FM 90.3 WJTL, Stephen Christian with Gloria, Third Day, Born Again. Prior to that, good morning, 7:49. Congratulations, Sarah Sinclair of Lancaster. Sarah just won the Ryan Stevenson CD, Fresh Start. More chances to win coming up all day long on this winning Wednesday. And Ryan's going to be in concert with Peter Furler right here at the Junction Center Landis Hall Sunday night. The Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. You can get all the info and tickets.
And weather-wise, today, morning sun, then afternoon clouds, high 49. Tonight, cloudy, the chance of showers, low 40. And looking at Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of a shower, high 53. Hey, we're getting warm. We're up to 31 in Lancaster.
Our very special guests today from Brittany's Hope, Mylin is here, Jamie is here, Debbie is here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Mylin Saad is from Brittany's Hope. She's the executive director. Mylin, welcome back to the studio. We always
Thank
love
you.
Having you.
Thank you.
And will you tell us about Brittany's Hope for those who don't know?
Yes, I would love to. So Brittany's Hope is a local not-for-profit ministry, and our focus is providing aid to abandoned children, and we do that in two methods. We provide adoption grants to families here in the United States that are willing to adopt special need children. And then we also provide direct care, orphan care to children that are waiting, and currently we are very active in Vietnam, Ethiopia, and Kenya. And in celebration of Adoption Month, I am so proud to share that this year alone, we've helped 119 children with special needs united with their forever family.
That's amazing. Now, how many years have Brittany's Hope been doing this?
Going on 17 years.
17 years.
So last year, we celebrated over 1,000 children home. Yeah,
that's amazing what God has done through you guys.
Absolutely.
Love it. And just quickly, for those who don't know, it's named after your sister.
Yes, yes. My family adopted 13 kids. I'm one of the adoptee. And the first adoptee, her name, Brittany, Brittany. And so she passed away in that car accident. So in her honor, we started. And so out of her legacy, we've done so much good. And I know she's looking down from heaven so proud. So.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing story. If folks want to get more information about Brittany's Hope, find out about what you're doing, they can visit you online?
Yes. They can visit www.brittanyshope.org.
Very cool. And with us today, Jamie Berger is the CEO of C&J Catering. Good morning again to you.
How are you?
It's wonderful. So great to have you here. You have a special event coming up that you dreamed up, especially for Brittany's Hope, and it's the third year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are super excited about Christmas at Ironstone, which will be on December 2nd this year at the beautiful Stone Gables Estate. It's an opportunity for you to come out and bring your family and participate in a whole host of activities, hitch wagon rides, pony rides. We also have a lot of animals on the property. We have a mini potbelly pig called JR. You'll have to ask us who we named that after. We also have some mini horses and donkeys, alpaca. You'll be able to get pictures with Santa, decorate cookies, s'mores by the campfire. You
see the
it.
Star barn.
See the star barn. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like an old-fashioned Christmas to me in some ways. That's just
is.
What it seems like.
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
It sounds like. And all the proceeds go to Brittany's
All the Hope. Proceeds go to Brittany's Hope. The last 2 years, we've raised over $30,000 each year. This
That's
year,
amazing.
We're looking to surpass that goal.
Yeah. And so what time is it on December 2nd?
General admission is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
We also have a VIP opportunity. The tickets are limited. And
they're going fast out
yes,
here.
Yes, they are going fast. Yeah. And they you also get a catered breakfast by C&J up under the Star Barn tent.
That's really cool. If folks want to attend, they do need to get tickets.
Yes, you do need to purchase tickets. You can go online to brittanyshope.org/Christmas.
And that is such a beautiful property that you guys have there outside
it
of Elizabethtown.
Is.
It's just not only the Star Barn, but just everything that's there is very cool.
Yes.
So once again, coming up December the 2nd, it's an opportunity for you to enjoy Christmas at Ironstone Ranch and a great opportunity to support Brittany's Hope. It's from 10 until 2. The special VIP experience with breakfast is before that. All the information online at brittanyshope.org/Christmas. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh,
thank
so
you.
Wonderful. And we hope your event goes really well.
Thank you.
And back to the music we go. This is Abandoned with Hope is Alive. WJTL.